Hey sports fans, BMOC here. Start your day by playing Sportle, a sports-themed word-guessing game from our friends at Big Swing Games.
You've got six chances to solve the puzzle. It's either a sports term, a sports personality, or a team name.
Head to sportle.pro to play. There's a new puzzle every day, and it's completely free.
But if you like it, be sure to click that share button and send it to all your sports fan friends.
Seriously, please do that. We need a win so bad.
So bad. Like, really bad. So head to sportle.pro. That's Sportle, sportle.pro, to play Sportle.
Good times.
All right, we're going to do this in 3, 2, 1. QBMOC.
It's time for the Run for the Roses.
And we check in on the NBA playoffs.
That's right. It's horses and hoops and hockey. Hell yeah.
Because it's not Monday.
It's not Tuesday.
It's Sports Wednesday.
Worldwide.
Well, it's sports.
Racket, that's a keeper.
Nice.
Welcome to Sports Wednesday, everyone. Sports talk for the medium fan. That means we get the details of the big stories frequently wrong. And if you're cool with that, we're going to have a show. Joining me, as always, basketball legend Matt Longley and his cat.
Oh, she
that's
is
hilarious.
Incorrigible.
How are you doing tonight, Coach?
I'm doing good. Just battling this beast.
I'm guessing no baseball tonight with the cold weather and the rain.
No, we field's just a little too damp.
Gotcha. Yeah. And with those sick guitar riffs that set this show apart, fresh from JV volleyball match, it's the maestro, Brian Hague. How you doing, maestro?
Tell you what, this is the best I felt all day. How about that?
Ooh, right. I like that.
Sounded good. And for our 175,000 people watching on the live stream, we're all in Adidas sweat jackets tonight. So it turned out, serendipitously, Maestro and I had on these Adidas sweat jackets, and then Coach was like, I can't be left out. So he went and got his on.
The fact that we all...
Coach is that, he's that guy.
I'm that guy.
I don't know whatever that means.
We getting a shot for the Instagram?
Yeah, we need a shot for the Instagram.
All right, Coach's going to get that shot. I'm going to ask Maestro what he's drinking tonight.
I'm drinking it's a North High Brewing, Ohio-inspired. It's called The Lager. Put it up
nice.
There. It's nice. It's got a little wheat undertones. Probably the wheats of Ohio.
North High Wheaty Lager. Sounds good. Coach, how about you? What are you drinking tonight?
I'm drinking an import let's see if I get this right. Pabaps Blue Ribbon.
Nice.
PBR.
Nice. I'm also drinking a PBR tonight, so that's two for PBR, one for North High. Sounding good.
I love North High. Big fan.
All right, just a little bit of housekeeping, and then we'll get into it. You want to follow this show on social media, and why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you see
the picture of us in our Adidas sweat jackets? Follow us at Sports Wednesday on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok, or at Sport Wednesday over on Twitter, where I don't think I've tweeted for a couple of months.
I'd say it's probably been a little longer for me.
I usually tweet when a new episode comes out, but it's just been a while. I gotta get back on it. It's such a mess over there on the Twitters.
Well, it's hard to get excited about what Elon's doing. It really is.
Yeah. We got you. And, of course, if you want Sports Wednesday merch, head to sportswednesday.com. Click on the merch button in the main navigation there in the main UI, and that'll take you to our Redbubble store where you can get some sweet Sports Wednesday merch. Once again, the Sports Wednesday shower curtain, just 65 bones.
Get yourself some Sports Wednesday shit and feel good about yourself. Like, you can't start the summer without a Sports Wednesday bathing suit. Do we sell bathing suits?
I think we might. We might. I know we sell socks, so why wouldn't we sell bathing suits? What's that? Check that out. And let's face it, if you're listening to this show, the odds are you are a mid to late 40s to early 50s disappointed male. And I'm telling you right now, the way to attack that disappointment, to slay your disappointment, is to play Sportle every day.
You really
the
should.
Only sports-themed word guessing game that doesn't suck, available at Sportle.pro from our friends at Big Swing Games. Sportle.
Dot pro, everybody.
Sportle. I'm slipping down. I'm a low seven now.
Oh,
top ten list.
Slipping down the leaderboard.
And the last two hints have been brutal. I don't get them, and so as you know, if I don't get it on the first try, I don't stick around.
That's just the way I roll. So I'll tell you what. I don't know the answer to this question, but
yeah.
Like, if I started going on Sportle and I go, you know how you can go to the archive and play old
puzzles? Would you boost your score?
Yeah, that's what I don't know. Like, could I sit down for a massive Sportle session and get on the leaderboard and overtake Maestro in seventh place?
I sat down for a dump, big long dump, and I got caught up on the top 10 Sportle.
Dropped me a deuce and I raised up 10 spots on the Sportle high score. I'm a leaderboard champ. And I'm
Sportle.
Dot pro, everybody. Get regular and play Sportle. Dot pro, everybody.
On tonight, we got the NBA playoffs going on. The Miami Heat's playing the Knicks in Madison Square Garden without Jimmy Butler. And the Knicks have taken the lead. It's 99-96 with 4 minutes left. So. Knicks win. Miami's up 1-0 in that series, I believe. Over in the world of hockey. Maestro's Florida Panthers are beating Coach's Toronto Maple Leafs 4-2. That game just went final. Sorry about that, Coach.
Damn, Maple Leafs.
And I believe the Lakers are playing the Dubs at 10 o'clock tonight. And, of course, it's Tuesday, so this is coming out Wednesday. So you all be like, yeah, they played last night.
They already did. It was so stupid.
They didn't play.
So medium.
But we're not talking about any of that because we're talking about horses today.
Oh,
it's
boy.
Derby time.
Well, it's Derby time. Derby time. It's Derby time.
Derby time.
So workshopping that a little bit.
Okay. I like the workshop.
149th run for the Roses. I liked it, Maestro. I thought that was good.
Yeah.
Kentucky Derby going to be Saturday. It's at 6:57 p.m. Do you know what time the broadcast starts?
I'm going to say it's
noon.
Noon? God, I was going to say 2.
Yeah, it's horse racing all day. They cover all the races and everything, so that'll be fun to have on.
Yeah.
So, do you think you'll be home being Mussy?
I hope so, yeah.
Cool.
We got...
You said if I'm home, so I thought I wasn't sure if you were going
to. Well, you know, I know there's errands, and I know there's a trip to Reynoldsburg to go look at patio furniture in the mix, and, you know, all the stuff that takes you away from your life. So.
Well, you know what I was thinking, what Maestro was thinking, if the weather's nice, we should drink some juleps and wear some funny hats.
Oh,
get together
yeah.
and watch a race.
That'd be nice. Be toy.
Toy.
I'll keep you posted. I'm going to keep an eye on the forecast.
Keep an eye on the forecast. That's good.
If it's on Friday and it looks pretty good, the 24-hour looks pretty good. We'll see.
So this is exciting because it's you've always been able to wager on horses in Ohio, but now it's super easy with all the apps.
Oh, God, so easy.
So in the past, I always used the Twin Spires app, but now I can use FanDuel where I'm doing most of my wagering. Coach, can you do horses in DraftKings?
DraftKings, yeah.
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 Okay. Anyway, the field was picked this week. Forte came out as the early favorite at 3-1. Forte at 3-1. I don't know how much you guys have read about the Derby. You want to talk about it? Do you want me to just throw it to one of you?
Why don't you take the lead? Because I have a few things to talk about, especially when we talk about who we think our win place and show. I have a little bit of insight.
Okay. Very good.
I'd like you to take the lead.
Well, I'll tell you what. I think... Maestro, keeping an eye on the weather is what you need to be doing in Kentucky this weekend as well. So there's, a 30% chance of rain, and there's a 30% chance of rain on Friday. So if it rains either of those days, you're going to have a slow track, and that's great for the drama. That means a lot of these horses have a chance. Forte at 3-1 is in the 15 spot on the starting gate, and I don't like that at all. It's not terrible. People have won from there, but it's not the best spot.
So can I ask you a question? Because you're going to get to it. So how do they pick the spots? Like if he's the – is it just random draw?
I think so.
Oh, wow.
I think so. I think that's how it goes. So
okay.
But we'll have to, I'll have Petey the intern look into that.
Have him look into that.
So, there's air quotes around random.
Random.
So, yeah.
Very good. So yeah. The horse that I really like is currently the second favorite, which is Tappet Trice. He's 5-1, mm-hmm. but he's in the 5 spot, which is where the most horses have won this race have come from, Tappet Trice, 5-1. So I think it's a good starting position for him. I wouldn't sleep, though. I wouldn't sleep on Angel of Empire at 8-1 in the 14 spot. And so those are the three horses I like in this one. Tappet Trice, I would bet him to win. I would bet Forte to place and Angel of Empire to show. And then I'm going to do a box trifecta. So a box trifecta, okay. A trifecta, you have to get it in order. A box trifecta, as long as those three horses come in the top three.
Oh, I love that. I love that. What are the odds? What are they kind of odds they get you for the box trifecta? Can you get a decent?
I don't know. I hit a perfecta last year and I got $50 on a $5 bet. So that's ten to one, I think.
And what's a perfecta?
Was first and second place only.
Okay. All right.
So that's what I'm thinking so far here. On this year's Derby. How about you guys? So let's throw it to Coach. What do you?
Well, I mean, I did a little. So you were talking about who was the favorite again? 3-1.
Forte.
So I did a little homework on Forte, and I was looking at some horses that had some lower odds. And I like Tappet Trice. I had them. I had Tappet Trice either winning or placing. I'm going balls to the wall here just because I know a little bit of information. I like to take a little bit and act like I know a lot. And I read a little bit about a horse named Two Fills. He's 12-1. And they really like the fact that this Two Fills can run a really good race, like blow people away, or can shit the bed. And I kind of like the fact that if it gets amped up, and like you said, it's a wet track, Two Fills could make people some money at 12-1. The other thing is Mage at 15-1, the last race that what's the main horse again? Envy?
Forte?
Forte. Mage pushed Forte hard, or Forte had to barely win. And Forte has I don't know if it's a speed regulation issue where sometimes it goes hard and can't hold on. It doesn't pace well. So Mage pushed it hard, where Mage almost pushed it to win. So I like Mage at 15-1 too. So I have it win place to show. I have Two Fills, Tappet Trice, and Angel Empire. I'm going big on top with Tappet Trice, but I would do that box trifecta. Would you say, was it the box one that you can just get the three horses? It doesn't matter what order. I would do those three horses in a heartbeat.
Two Fills coming out of the 3 spot and Mage out of the 8 spot. So those are great.
Those are great spots. So
yeah.
All right, well, there you go.
How about you, Maestro? Who are you looking at?
I got Forte to show. I'm not buying the hype, all right? I'm not doing it. I got to win. I'm going a little outside the box. Practical Move at 10-1. Heard good things about it.
In the 10 spot, I've heard good things as well, Maestro. He flirted with getting my top 3.
And then to place, I have, I don't know if I'm going to pronounce it correctly. It's Derma Sotogake?
Derma Sotogake.
Sotogake. I got that one to place at 10-1. I just thought the name was cool, but 10-1,
I believe it's a Japanese horse, Derma Sotogake. If Derma Sotogake wins, it will be amazing because he's in the 17 spot and no one has ever won from there.
Never.
Never. That's the only spot.
So 17 is the only spot that people have never won from.
Yeah.
That's it. That's
my
amazing.
Long shot. My long shot at 30-1 is Lord Miles. I just like that one too.
Nice. All right.
So
how about you, Coach? You got a long shot?
My long shot, I mean, I guess I took Mage at 15-1, but I don't know how long shot that is.
Okay.
Yeah. So I would say Mage would be my long shot.
So anything over like 20-1 or 30-1, those are your Formula One cars that are, you know, 10 and up. So if you look at the if you look at the show sheet,
oh, you know what?
Bottom.
Yeah,
I'm gonna say my my long shot is Hit Show, just like this show, Sports Wednesday, at 30-1.
Nice, 30-1.
What spot is Hit Show coming out of?
Number one.
All right, not 17. Somebody's won from one before.
I'll tell you, it's a little unsettling. My long shot was Raise Kane, which opened at 50-1. It's now down to 15-1. But here's the thing about Raise Kane. If it rains, I think that horse has a good chance. He's more of an endurance horse than a sprinter. But what I like about Raise Kane is he's the grandsire, which means one of his grandparents was Lemon Drop Kid, who won the 1999 Belmont Stakes at 50-1.
That's pretty good odds. Did you by chance get in on it 50-1?
No, this is a source of contention. It's why JB the Horse Picker is JB the Horse Picker, because I was working at the newspaper and I said, I will stop at the track on my way home and put a bet down on the Belmont. And she's like, put Lemon Drop Kid, put $50 on Lemon Drop Kid, which was a lot in 1999.
Yes, it was.
When I was making $7 an hour covering high school volleyball. But
7 hours of work.
I finished work and I was like, I'm too tired. I'm not going to do it. And then that horse came in. And she is to this day, upset about the Lemon Drop Kid debacle.
Oh, God.
So I did ask JB the Horse Picker what her picks are. She likes to just listen to the names and go with what she got a good feeling for.
Yeah.
So she is going with Reincarnate in the 7th spot, a 50-1 shot to win.
Okay.
King's Barnes at 12-1 in the 6th spot to place, and then to show Tap It Trice to show.
Okay. JB the Horse Picker.
Yep. So all that's exciting. I have a bit of trivia for you guys. So there've been 149.
The 17 spot.
Races. How many of those horses that have won do you think were gray?
Oh, the old gray mare. Okay.
And I'll tell you, it's a low number. I'll let you guys bid on it.
Out of 149, I'm going to say 7.
I'm going to say 5.
Man, once again, Maestro, closer. It was 7. Nice job.
Well done, Maestro. God, why do I even try at this damn game?
That's so great. And I think before we wrap up on the Derby, anything else you want to say? I'm going to just remind you all of BMOC's mint julep. Don't be afraid to put a little club soda in it.
It's not a bad idea.
That's what I'm saying. Muddle your mint leaves with your simple syrup.
Okay.
Do the muddling there. Put in 2 shots of bourbon, the muddled simple syrup, and then I always top it with a little bit of club soda, and it just makes it delightful.
See, I think the club soda is what makes it a refreshing drink. If you don't put this club soda in there, it seems a little, it needs the club soda.
I will say the ones that you see on TV, like, man, they put the leaves in there.
A lot.
Yeah, there's like 10 giant leaves in there.
It looks good on camera.
Yeah, I gotcha. All right, Kentucky Derby Saturday, 6:57 p.m. post time on NBC. We'll see how we do this year. What'd you guys think of our Kentucky Derby bit?
Loved it.
I appreciate neither of you bringing up the controversy when Medina Spirit was disqualified for drugs and Coach sued Maestro on the Wednesday court.
Oh, that's right, and that was Strohmeister
and
the judge.
He chose me.
Judge Gary Strohspounder did choose Coach in that case. All right,
should still be pissed about that. That was bullshit.
Fucking love Gary.
Derby time. All right, let's talk NBA playoffs, because that's going on, and now we're moving on. Just so you know, in the NBA playoffs versus BMOC's Porch, we're now in the semifinal rounds. Hang on, go ahead, Maestro.
No,
I'm
just to play behind.
Background.
Okay, we're in the semifinal rounds of the NBA playoffs, and BMOC's Porch has a roof on it now. Roof is shingled. He's waiting for the electrician to come wire it.
Ooh, and then the walls get put up.
I feel like it's going to be close because the NBA playoffs end in like June. And when I ask them when they're coming to do the patio, they all look at me blankly. So,
yeah, see. I think you got a nice push. They got you. This is what the contractor's doing. He got a nice push, put the roof on it. You got the four. It feels like something. So he can fool you as time ticks away and it's not done till August. Yeah. That's what contractors do, and they're good.
Good times. All right, here are the semifinal matchups. Philadelphia and Boston, that's probably the best one. I think you're looking at the champion of the East coming out of there.
NBA playoffs. NBA playoffs.
All right, BMOC, now you can go.
Sixers, Boston. You've got Miami taking on the Knicks, which we were talking about just earlier tonight. Let's see if that game is over. Nope, 22 seconds left. Knicks still up by three. They will even that series at one each. The Lakers playing Golden State. That kicks off at 10 o'clock tonight, first game. And Denver, with a surprising 2-0 lead on the Phoenix Suns. Yes. So what I'm going to ask you is, which of these series do you think is the best to watch? Then we'll go through and make picks.
Okay? All right. Who goes first?
Let's start to my. I'm going to throw it to Maestro first because he's our huge NBA guy.
Huge guy.
What does PHI stand for?
Personal health information.
What's BOS stand for?
Letting his cat out of the room. Okay. There we go. All right, yeah. So you get to go first, Maestro. Tell us which of these series you'd watch of any of these, and then we'll go ahead and make picks.
All right. I'm going to be lame and say the Lakers and Golden State.
I don't think that's lame.
How come?
Just because it's like a throwback, you know, in a way, because of LeBron and Steph. And I'll be honest, I have not watched LeBron play at all this year, so I'm a little bit curious to see is he good? The only LeBron I've seen is on TikTok when he fakes getting hit or these fake fouls. So I'm a little bit curious to watch and see if he's still good. I'm sure he's still great, but that's the one. That's what I'm going with.
All right. How about you, Coach?
I'm intrigued by that series because the Lakers near the end of the season were hot and they took care of their series. They took care of Memphis pretty easily.
Quickly.
Blew them out in the last game by 30 or 40 points. I mean, it was a joke. And Golden State struggled a little bit, but they got a huge game from Steph Curry. Got 50 points in a game 7. I think they're really good, but I think they're prime for the Lakers to win. And I think if the Lakers beat Golden State, I think LeBron gets his next championship. I really do. I think if he gets this far, I think he will be a man possessed. I think Anthony, the Brow, is playing great. They found a couple other guys. They have holes. They have major issues. And I feel like in the West, Denver can beat them, but I think they can beat the Suns, which, I don't know, that series doesn't do anything for me. But the Philly-Boston series is intriguing only because of the names that are in it. Embiid just got his MVP. Jokic had won the last two. The Beard had 45 points the other night and beat Boston without Embiid. And Boston is one injury away from getting blown out. Like if Brown or Tatum by chance got hurt, it's really intriguing. And a lot of people getting hurt, like Jimmy Butler not playing tonight. It's a lot of stuff going on. But it's the two series are Philly, Boston, and I think the Lakers, Golden State. I think the champion comes out of those four.
That's not medium right there. Oh. That was pretty strong.
That was pretty good.
The problem is because I got so into it, I watched a lot, and then the Cavs lost, and I had all that information in my head, and I'm not really into it, but I'm still finding myself watching a lot. So
both of those series feel epic. Like they just feel like they're on a different kind of scale. Like Miami, New York, I get it. It's probably a good series, but Boston, Philadelphia, close to each other. don't like each other.
Yep.
A lot of big names. Probably the two best teams in the East, with Milwaukee
out,
crapping out early. Yeah. And the Lakers came in as a 7 seed.
I know.
And Golden State, who was dominant all those years, had, you know, trying to find it again.
So I mean,
agree with you guys. I think those are the two best series.
I'm surprised, Coach, you didn't go with the Knicks, because you were singing their praises after they beat the Cavs. So.
The only reason I don't is this. The other night they had Julius Randle was hurt. They are super streaky. And they lost the first game to the Heat. They didn't shoot well. The Heat did. And the Heat kind of – I wish the Cavs would have watched the way the Heat played. The Heat played a great offense. They moved the ball around. They changed things up. The Cavs stayed – with their pick and roll with Garland and Mitchell and just never changed. They got out coached. And I think Spoelstra for Miami is an effing great coach. Like, he is a Hall of Fame coach. And I think he came with a great game plan. I think he's a Hall of Fame coach. I think he got the championships with LeBron, but I think what he's done with the Heat since they've left, he's an amazing coach. And he's won a lot of games.
Dreamweaver.
I think I found my new Dreamweaver. Brad Stevens doesn't coach anymore, so I love Eric Spoelstra.
So you love Eric Spoelstra. That's great.
He's a good-looking man, too.
So can anybody on this podcast say anything about the Denver-Phoenix series other than the games are on later than I stay up?
It doesn't kill me. Durant's down 2-0, and I hope he gets swept.
Yeah.
Devontae Murray is a stud that no one talks about, and Jokic is a giant beast that can do so many things, and nobody knows about him because he plays out in the West. He plays in Denver, and then he just keeps getting handed MVPs, and they're good. Denver's really good.
I gotcha.
It just don't move the meter for me.
Quick update, and then we'll do our picks. The Knicks did win that game.
They did. Okay, so it's 1-1.
So that series knotted 1-1. All right, I'm going to shout out the series and then come to you guys. Who's winning it, Philadelphia, Boston, Maestro?
Philly.
Coach.
Boston.
I'm going Philly also. Miami, New York. Coach.
Miami.
Maestro.
The Knicks.
I'll go Miami also on that. Lakers, Golden State, Maestro.
LeBron James.
Coach?
Oh, God, I hate them both. I'm gonna go Golden State.
Because I was going Lakers all the way.
He's Oppo on everything I'm doing.
I know.
Makes Oppo it, Taco, makes it Coach. And, of course, in the series that we spent the most time discussing and breaking down in great detail, what I like to call a late-night series, Denver versus Phoenix. Coach.
I think Denver wins this in 6.
Maestro.
Phoenix.
Oh, man. I'll go Denver also. So those are your NBA playoff semifinal picks for series that have already started.
might be over by the time they listen to this.
Would have been. Would have been a great show before these games started.
What a great idea.
All right. Keeping it tight tonight, guys. What do you think? This is going to be a tight show.
It's going to be tight.
All right. Now we're going to go to the second half of the show where we talk about how you can make money off sports. You guys see, I'm drinking my beer tonight out of this glass that has Brutus from Popeye on it.
Yes.
And I bought this for like a holiday gift exchange, and then we ended up not going to the party. Yeah. And so I was like, sweet, I'm keeping it.
That was a great gift.
Alrighty, betting and sweating. We're going to start off talking about wagers of the week because the three of us started with 10 points at the beginning of the season of Sports Wednesday. For the record, we're in the 6th season. Begin Super Bowl to Super Bowl. 6th season of Sports Wednesday with 10 points each. Last week, Maestro said the LA Kings and Edmonton Oilers were going to score more than 6.5 goals. He took the over and he won it.
Damn.
Nice job there, Maestro. Plus 10 for you. Actually, I went back and listened to the show. You didn't say how much you were wagering, so I'm just going to assume it was 10 since you were at zero.
It was actually 20, but
it was 190.
Very good. Coach, though, boy, did he pick up some points. He did a three-game parlay. He did 5 points each. The Angels would win, the Mets would win, the Rays would win, and then the parlay, all three would win for another. So that gives him plus 20.
Oh, I wish I would have played that. I should have bet that.
And BMOC, taking a page from Maestro's book, said the Brighton and Hove Albion would beat the Wolverhampton Wanderers.
Wow, did they?
Absolutely. And so BMOC out of the hole, now on the rim of the hole, with 0 points on the air. How about this week's wagers? Let's go to Coach.
I'm going to go to the one series that we spent all our time on. I'm going to go to the Phoenix series, Phoenix-Denver, Phoenix minus four. They're taking it back to the desert. I'm going to take Phoenix minus four over Denver.
That game is
Thursday?
Friday,
yes. Night. Yeah, I think they're not going to go down 3-0.
And you're putting 10 points on
that. 10 points on that.
All right. Maestro?
I'm sticking with hockey.
Hockey.
There's a game on the 3rd. What's that? Is that tomorrow? That is tomorrow. Edmonton yep. versus Vegas. That's game one. The over and under is 6.5. I'm going to go over. I'm going to stick with it. Edmonton came up for me last week, so I'm going with it. Over.
Stick with the over. 10 points. Nice. Wow. I'm also sticking with what works with EPL. I'm taking the Tottenham Hotspurs. Over Crystal Palace. Crystal Palace. 10 points.
Crystal Palace 10 points. Has been playing pretty decent.
I know. I don't know what I'm doing. What
Spurs,
doing?
Not so much. They're hit or miss.
Didn't they get their butts kicked on Sunday?
I'm hoping they hit.
Ooh. Harry Kane putting the hairspray in his hair.
Spending too much time putting his hairspray.
Keeping it coiffed.
He looks pretty. Harry Kane's a pretty boy.
So if you're at home and what you do when you listen to Sports Wednesday is plan out your sports watching for the week, you're going to be watching Edmonton versus Vegas tonight, which is Wednesday night. Then on you're going to take a day off on the 4th. On Friday the 5th, you're going to be watching the Phoenix-Denver game.
Stay up late.
And you're also going to be watching Tottenham and Crystal Palace in the EPL. And then you're going to also watch the Kentucky Derby. So basically Saturday, you've got a lot to watch.
Busy day.
Well, that's what you do on
Saturday.
Busy Saturdays.
Day. You know, fellas, I'm doing stand-up on Friday for an audience of blind people.
Really?
Not even a joke. Yeah, I got it. To do it, so we'll see how that goes.
I think
that's perfect for you, because you got a face for radio. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one. That's a goddamn good one. Face for radio.
Oh, man. So, all right, let's get
started. We won't have to cut that in post. We're good.
That's wagers of the week. Let's talk with you guys about actual money. Before wagering was legal in Ohio, you needed a bookie. And we had a bookie by the name of Coach's Bretta, who is not actually a bookie, but he would wager with us. And we tended to lose money to him, so he was happy about it. Then he lost some money to us, and we were happy about it. And now in this season, we're trying to win money back, but we are down. And we call this whole segment... A bit of controversy last week's bet, because Coach and I sort of worked it out before the show even started. And Coach sent it off and it was accepted. So basically in this segment on the show, we were just informing Maestro about the bet he was roped into.
So I want to avoid that this time.
And we were betting on the Devils-Rangers game, which that series was not a 2-2 at the time. And we took the Rangers and we lost.
Yeah, we did. 4-1.
So we are down $60 right now. And we are throwing a bet at him, or is he throwing a bet at us?
We're throwing.
You guys should know better.
Oh, yeah. I think, is it his bet? It's his bet. Let's see if he's still awake.
You know what I think, Coach, is last week was his bet, and he told us to throw
That's
it.
Right. That's right.
So I think it's our bet.
It's our bet. You're right. He was at the game. So, Maestro, what are you feeling here? Because I feel like we totally stepped on your head last time. You got shoe prints on your forehead.
I mean,
Should we go hockey?
Yeah. Are his Canes still?
Oh, on? Yeah, they are. They're playing the Devils. Speak of the devil.
Ooh.
They play tomorrow, which, well, no, I'm sorry. They play tonight, which would be the third.
They're.
It's -1.5. Am I correct?
I got you. You're right.
Yeah. So the Devils would get 1.5 if we did that bet. How do you feel about that?
Let's do it. Jersey's coming off a big win, big series win. Why not? Let's do it.
Okay, let's do it. I'm going to throw it out there. $10, or we want to get sassy.
It's we're coming off a loss, so let's do $10.
$10.
And so we're hoping he takes Carolina on this.
He will.
Right?
I'm already going to say he'll take Carolina.
So which means we have Putty's favorite.
The New
Jersey Devils. Devils. Oh, Devils!
Nice job. So we'll see if Coach's Brother takes that. And, of course, listeners on the edge of their seat to find out how that turns out next week. All right, I wanted to circle back. This is the Tall Sean segment of the show where we talk about F1. Where we've been trying to pick the 10th place finisher, which is a lot harder than picking the winner in F1 this year. And in the Azerbaijan Grand Prix, which was a street race won by Checo. Actually, for stopping coming in second.
Was there any controversy over that? I didn't watch the race. I wasn't sure if
so. So what happened was Red Bull brought Max in for a pit stop and then kind of it wrecked his strategy for the race. So Verstappen was in the lead. They brought him in for a pit stop and then something happened and Checo stayed out and he was able to just win it from there. So it was a weird race and not a whole lot of. Not a whole lot of pad. It wasn't a great
street race. Those suck,
you know. But no accidents or anything like that. No, very few. When the car comes out and everybody bunches up together and you have a restart, nothing like that either. So
I feel like Aston Martin has replaced Mercedes. Like Mercedes has dropped down below them now. It looks like, at least in that race.
The most exciting thing about that race was as Checo was winning and the cars were finishing. Esteban Ocon decided to come into the pit. They were going to put on new tires and see if he could get fastest lap because you get a point for that.
Yeah.
And all of the pit crews had already started wandering out into the road. And so he comes in flying at 80 miles per hour. You see all these people start having to run out of the way. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Damn.
So, all right. Miami Grand Prix coming up. P10 picks. Coach, you won, so you're going to go third. So we're going to go Maestro, then me, then you.
That's fine.
I'm going to go with Pierre Gasly this week.
Why, fucker?
Gasly. I'm going to take a wild hair, and I'm going to say Logan Sargeant gets his first points. Wow. American driver in American race.
Ooh, that could be good. Maybe they make him get points like it's... Just give him 10th, right? This is the American race. Come on!
By the way, the last time an American driver was in F1 was 2007. Do you guys know who that was? Either of you? Greatest race car name ever. Race car driver name.
Humpy McHumperson?
Not Humpy McHumperson. No, he was surprisingly not in F1 in 2007.
Damn it.
It was a driver by the name of Scott Speed. Scott Speed.
Oh, I remember that name.
Yeah. All right, Coach, who do you got?
I'm going to do the Road Warrior. I'm doing Bottas.
Okay.
I'm doing Bottas.
Very good. Valtteri Bottas, I look forward to him finishing last and you feeling foolish. He's done that to me twice.
I know
year.
He has, but when I pick him, he's coming in 10th.
We'll find out. If he comes in 10th or if he doesn't come in last, then we'll know he's got something against me.
He does. Of course he does.
All right.
No one's taking Sunito.
That's gonna wrap up our betting and sweating portion of the show. Nice job there, fellas.
You can tune back in, Sean.
And just a little bit of a preview of our next bit is typically open mic style where you sign up and I see nobody signed up and I want to just confirm that because we'll skip over it. Coach, you've got nothing?
I really don't. I don't really Maestro? Have any wrecks. Nothing?
I'll throw a wreck in there. I don't
All right.
To, there we go.
I don't want to
we
abolish the bit.
Okay, so the bit's going to live thanks to Maestro. This is a bit where we get something off our chest. We call it a rant, or we clean up a mistake we made. We call it a correction. Or if we've seen something we enjoy and we want to share it with you, we call that a recommendation. Seen, heard, listened to, tasted, drank, whatever. And we call this entire bit.
Me. Red said correction.
Recommendations. Yeah.
Nice job there, everyone. Coach making it creepy. That's cool. Maestro's got something. What do you got, Maestro?
Hey, I got a recommendation. Hey, it's a show. It's a show on one of the streaming networks, Peacock, to be exact. Mm-hmm. It's a relatively new show. It piqued our interest because it had an actress by the name of Betty Gilpin, I think is her name. She was in The Hunt. She was also in that series on, I think, on Prime or Netflix called Glow. But anyway, it's called Mrs. Davis. And it's It's kind of a sci-fi weirdo series. It's based in some odd future where there's like AI, and it's kooky. It's a Damon Lindelof show, so you know he's pretty reputable. But we've been enjoying it so far. We're about three episodes in, and we like it.
Nice job.
It's peculiar and worth watching.
Peculiar.
All right, Mrs. Davis. Very good. That's rants, corrections, or recommendations. This show is
Mrs. Maisel.
Mrs. Davis, Mrs. Maisel. All right, that brings us to the 2-minute drill.
Yeah, you're up.
This is moving so fast, I can't.
I know, it's a toy show.
I put my guitar down. I got to put it back up. 2-minute drill. Wow.
All right, Coach, tell them how the 2-minute drill works.
All right, it's called the 2-minute drill. We all get two pops at it, 20 seconds a pop. We can talk about whatever we want. We can talk about TV. We can talk about sports. We can talk about movies, not politics. But we can really just open up and talk about whatever we want for 20 seconds. It's supposed to last 2 minutes. We call it the 2-minute drill. It was billed as the 2-minute drill, but here's the catch. It never goes 2 minutes. It always goes over, but that's why we call it the 2-minute drill.
Nice. All right, so we are going Maestro, then Coach, then BMOC. Maestro, are you ready?
Let's do it.
Your 2-minute drill starts now.
All right, I'm going to talk baseball.
Oh, baseball.
So Mr. Hopper's back. Bryce Hopper's back from, he had Tommy John surgery. They didn't expect him back till after the All-Star break.
I know.
But he's back now. The Phillies are excited. ESPN, SportsCenter's excited. They get to see some home runs, some bat flips from the old Brycey boy. Go Phillies! Time!
Tommy John in elbow surgery?
Yes. So he had his, was it ulnar ligament? UL?
Replaced. Like reattached or something? And probably. Tommy John was the first guy to have it done.
Yes.
They, ulnar they replacement. They pulled that tendon from the butthole. And then they put it on the elbow.
The butthole tendon. Everybody knows the butthole tendon.
Not to get too technical. Time, Coach.
Okay. All right. So this past week, we had another unfortunate event for someone that was having a really good year, and then it all came crashing down. That was the Bruins.
I know who you're talking about.
The Boston Bruins. Bruins had a career year, had 85 wins or 80, whatever. I think they had 65 wins, 100 some, most ever, and they lost in the first round. And so I did a little deep dive, and being the regular season, like winning, having the most of all time, it's not a good thing. Because let's talk about in hockey, it's them. Let's talk about in basketball. The Golden State Warriors have the most wins in the regular season. God, what a great season. And what did they do? They blew a 3-1 lead to the Cleveland Cavaliers and lost in the finals. Then let's talk baseball. The Seattle Mariners, I think it's 102 wins. What a great season. Lost in the first round. And then you have our friend and my friend, Tom Brady, and the perfect New England Patriots. What happened to them? They lost in an upset in the Super Bowl. So the only thing that this tells you is this. The regular season, don't push for those records. They don't matter. And if you do get them, it guarantees you're not winning the whole thing. It does exist. The regular season record is a curse. Don't do it.
Time. Noise. Time. All right, fellas. There's a group bidding to buy the Ottawa Senators.
Mrs. Oh, Coach's Ruby hates
favorite
them.
Team. Yeah, she hates the Sens. But what's interesting is Snoop Dogg is part of the group. He's going to become part owner of this. I love it. Snoop Dogg, he's a huge hockey fan.
Yeah.
He sometimes goes in the booth and calls bits of games. He's in NHL, in the latest NHL game, you can choose him as a voice. Yeah. And I watched an interview with him talking about how much he loves hockey and how he wants to not only be part of the Senators, but set up hockey leagues in areas where there's not
that's fantastic.
A of hockey. And so, I don't know, there's just something about Snoop owning the Senators that that appeals to me. And by the way, the purchase price for the Ottawa Senators, what do you think an Ottawa Senators going for?
I'm
900 mil.
It's $1 billion.
Once again, Maestro's closer, it's $1 billion.
I heard also Deadpool is trying to get that too. Are they in the same group or different group?
I think they're different groups.
Oh boy, why don't they just come together and be Hollywood people? You got Deadpool and Snoop.
Ottawa.
Ryan Reynolds.
Loyal listener King Havoc sent me a text too. JJ Watt, you know, the former retired, his wife, former soccer player. I don't know if she played on the U.S. team or not. My guess is yes. But they're going in to as a group to with others to buy Burnley EPL team.
Burnley.
Everybody wants to be an owner.
It's a thing.
It's a thing now.
Well, and of course, we're a part of owners of the FCF. Should have been Stars.
Should have been Stars, you betcha.
Should have been Stars.
All righty, time, Maestro.
All right, so a week or so ago when we talked, we had our MLB episode. I did not give a shout-out to my Buccos, and I am going to tonight, because they are in first place in the NL Central right now. They're 20-9. Can you believe it?
I can't.
The Pittsburgh Pirates. First place.
20-9. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. We'll see how long it lasts.
In May.
It could be a flash in the pan, but we'll take it. Buccos.
Crow now, Maestro. That's my
side advice. Side note. Do you know that Maestro's minor leaguer that we all picked, what, 4 seasons ago? He was the opening day starter. Yeah, there's a great video that I think I sent it to Maestro of when the
you did.
When the manager tells him he's going to be the opening day starter. It's awesome. And Maestro's guy, he stuck with him. He was in single A or rookie ball when he picked him. And opening day starter, that's a big deal.
I know, nice. Isn't that cool?
All right,
Mitch
Coach.
Heller. Go, Mitch!
This died on the vine.
Actually,
this
it's
was gonna,
Mitch Keller. Mitch, it's Mitch Keller, sorry.
I was Keller. My whole thing was someone was having a bad week, which it would have played so much better if the Heat wouldn't have screwed it up. But I was going to talk about the city of New York, because I'm a big fan of New York. The Rangers, unfortunately, oh, God, so close, but they lost to the Devils. The Yankees, if you look at the standings, they're dead last and have the biggest payroll. And poor Aaron Judge just went on the DL. And the Knicks lost the other night, but, yeah, they won tonight, so they're back in. So, New York, it doesn't break my heart that you're having a tough week. I kind of hope it sticks around, and New York, you can suck it. Time.
So I'm sorry, Coach. Just to clarify, you did a whole rant about how you dislike New York fans, alienated our entire New York listenership, and then this week you're like, I'm coming back for more.
I'm bringing more. Yeah, I just.
But to be fair, a few episodes ago, he was saying Aaron Judge is the guy to watch. He's going to break the record.
But they're one injury away. I love Aaron Judge. I do like the man. I think he's an amazing baseball player. But he's hurt again. And when he's hurt, that team is very pedestrian. Like they just they're just not good. He is an amazing player. He is a Barry Bonds type player that changes that team. If he's not on the team, they're 15-15. And that doesn't
exciting. Time. Nice job. All right, fellas. I read this week. This is the way too early college basketball top 25 for next season. And I just thought you guys would be interested to know where the Kansas State Wildcats finished on the top 25 for next season. Any guess?
Third.
Coach says third. Maestro says I'm snoring.
15.
The answer is nowhere. Oh. They weren't in the top 25. They weren't even in the teams to watch, the five teams to watch.
So they lost all their good players.
I get that they're losing all their good players, but I think Jerome Tang is a really good coach, and he's going to reload, and they will be back.
I'm rooting
for them. Where are the Buckeyes at?
You know what? I don't know, Maestro. If I had that pulled up, I would tell you.
I mean, I would think as a person that lives in friggin' Columbus, you would know. Mr. Photographic Memory. I did see a little tidbit, speaking of football, that Michigan State's losing some players.
Oh,
some
lots of players. Just mass exodus. It's not as bad as Colorado, but it's not great.
I'm sorry.
I still have some eligibility left, and you've seen my spiral.
It's toy.
I could pull a Doug Flutie up there in East Lansing.
All right, so your answer, Maestro, is the Ohio State Buckeyes are not on the top 25 either.
What?
Sorry, buddy.
Wild. Hey, I don't care. I predicted they were going to have three losses this year.
You did. What?
Now, you understand we're talking about basketball and not football.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So then take all that back.
Can you fix
that in post?
I'm like, only three losses? I would take that in a second. That means like they're 25-3.
Did you preface that by saying basketball?
Yeah,
did I miss that? Football.
That's okay. That's all right.
Well, the transfer portal too. That's what I was talking about. Michigan State losing players.
And right.
Doug Flutie. Doug Flutie's baseball or a football player. You sons of bitches! You just let me go.
I did.
You knew I was talking football, you bastards.
Threw lighter fluid on it. I was like, yeah, that sounds good. You got a tight spot.
Don't talk basketball? Jesus.
All righty. Time. Well, we went a little bit over 2 minutes, guys, if you can believe that. So we're going to wrap this show up by I'm going to let each of you guess how long we went. We're going to give the MVP of the show to whoever's closer. Mm-hmm. Right? Coach, how long do you think?
I'm going to go 8 minutes, 22 seconds.
8:22. Maestro?
8:21.
8:21. Once again, Maestro's closer. It was 8:34.
Gosh, Maestro, you are amazing. Maestro,
MVP for the, I want to say, 232nd or 233rd episode of this show. Mm-hmm, anybody know? I'm going to look that up while Maestro gets ready to play.
Hey, since I was the baseball guy in the two-minute drill, I did also want to give a shout-out. I believe that Tatis is back, too, right?
He is.
So.
Mm-hmm.
So he and Harper are both back.
Happa.
We'll see how it goes.
Trout and Happa.
Episode 232. 232, Maestro.
232
MVP. There being no other sports fit to be discussed in a medium sort of way, on behalf of basketball legend Matt Longley and the Maestro Brian Hake, I'm Pete Brown, the big man on campus, saying take care of yourselves and each other. Good times, everybody. Good times. Sounded good. Love the acoustic. Sports Wednesday is produced by Blue Monkey Communications and features basketball legend Matt Longley, the Maestro Brian Hake, and me, Pete Brown. Some music and sound effects from today's show came from the websites audionautics.com and freesound.org. Visit sportswednesday.com for complete attribution. You can follow us on Twitter at Sport Wednesday, that's sport with no S, Wednesday, and on Instagram at Sports Wednesday. For more information about the board game Hoopsters, visit hoopsters.store, drop your email address in, and we'll keep you in the loop. Until next Wednesday, and on behalf of basketball legend Matt Longley and the Maestro Brian Hake, I'm Pete Brown, the big man on campus, saying, good times, everybody. Good times.